Yeah, so even though for the past couple of years there's been quite a bit still of anti-outsourcing rhetoric from the administration, but do you think that really he's going to be talking more about Brazilian companies investing and creating jobs in the US then?
I think he will, and also if you think he's had a major change in his staff. He has a guy named Bill Daley whose family have always run Chicago, and Bill is seen as a pro-business guy. And he is, Obama politically has to soften I didn't think his stance was anti-business. I come from a long line of moderate lefties anyway. But with Bill Daley in as a chief of staff, I think you're going to see his policy continue to moderate. Bill Daley is an ex JP Morgan Chase banker. He understands globalism, and I don't think you're going to see Obama on his high horse down there. I just don't. I think the challenge with the U.S. right now is no one, I wrote an article about this not too long ago. No one in this country understands truly how to create creator jobs. This country has server jobs, people who work in hospitals and restaurants and all that other stuff. But the country does not know how to use legislation to create creation jobs. And I think that the outsourcing rhetoric has been kind of mired in the fact that the government doesn't know how to create jobs. I mean, the Republicans think lessening trade restrictions and lessening restrictions on or regulation on the private sector is the way to do it. The Democrats all think that it's a matter of traditional jobs creations program, and no one's made a shift to something new and different. In fact, I've been writing. My senator lives in my town. His name is Mark Warner, and he was one of the founders of Nextel. So he, if anyone, understands jobs creation and should understand globalism. I've been writing him for a long time. I don't even get an answer, and I live three blocks away from him, and I see him in the grocery store every once in a while. But I just don't think it's on. I don't think he's going to be offering goods and services in the U.S. I don't think he's going to chastise Brazilians, because I don't think Brazil is on the map the way India and to some extent the Philippines are.